Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great hour of programming lined up for you. If you missed any part of the first hour, you can get it. It's up, going to be up in podcast at our website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Michael Morris joined us. He took over for Dan Gaynor today. We talked about the FBI agent behind the Whitmer conspiracy arrests having been fired, Pelosi telling members of Congress that they can't be forced to vaccinate, but I guess the rest of us can. The DOJ, the 1500 civil rights activists, we talked about that with DeRoy Murdoch and woke corporatism, where if you're white and you're holding an executive position for certain corporations, the only reason you have it is because of your white privilege, and you need to resign, step down, and apologize for having taken the place of someone of color. So yes, that is really, really happening. It's amazing. We'll talk with my next guest, though, about this vaccine mandate. I'm really pleased, as always, to welcome him. He is our constitutional attorney expert. I want to welcome David Shostokas to the program. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's great to be with you and your audience today. And yeah, there's a lot of things going on, you know, coming at you from every direction.
Well, here's some headlines, folks. Just so you know, we're not, you know, I'm not just I don't make things up. But New York hospital to pause baby deliveries after 30 staffers quit over vaccine mandates. A New York hospital will temporarily stop performing deliveries as 30 of its employees quit due to the deadline for vaccine mandates. Gerald Kayer, the CEO of Lewis County Health System, announced this in the news. Here's another article. This one is from Bloomberg. Nurses who won't vax threaten staffing shortages. Mandate the vaccine and some of your nurses will quit. Don't mandate the vaccine. Some of your nurses will get COVID. Yeah, whatever. Bloomberg is leftist, but there are people walking out. Another article from Bloomberg says that nurses who won't vax threaten staffing. Oh, same article. I guess they're also leaving the country. Is the issue. There are nurses that are actually saying we're out of here, or they're leaving the states in which these mandates are taking place or being enforced in hospitals. David, Jonathan Emord was on yesterday talking a bit about these vaccine mandates and where they violate the Constitution. I'd love to get your thoughts with regards to this as well.
Well, certainly, I just, you know, from a personal experience, on Saturday, I was on stage with a group called United We Stand Freedom Force, and we're I gave a talk in front of about 500 people on the fact that there are no pandemic exceptions to the Constitution. Interesting thing was after I was done and after the event was over, I was certainly talking to a number of the people, but I was approached by at least four or five medical professionals regarding their own personal circumstances and the mandates that were being issued at the hospitals that they work for. We're going to be in contact. We actually have been in contact over this week. The interesting thing, what's crazy about this is that there's, you know, obviously huge numbers of folks that do not want to do this for whatever, any number of reasons, do not want to have a vaccine. And the what I found interesting, while I've now been talking also to school personnel and medical personnel, is the fact that one of the first questions I ask them is, you know, you guys have a union. And what I found to be fascinating is that the union is certainly siding with management as opposed to representing their membership. The union people say, no, you're gonna do this, and we're not gonna negotiate. Despite the fact, obviously, it's a huge change in working conditions and conditions of employment that have not been part of the union contracts. And the unions are not representing or even giving a listen to or putting a vote to their membership about these intrusive mandates. The unions have ceded power and authority to both the government and the management. So folks are largely unrepresented, and they're being left in the lurch, like you're talking about, regarding the these mandates. And obviously, it's fascinating that there's so many medical professionals that are succumbing to the pressure.
Well,
who knows better?
Right. Well, let me play this for you and just get your thoughts on this. This is Nancy Pelosi, folks. Nancy Pelosi speaking here. Listen to what she has to say. This is back in April.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
Wait a minute. Nancy Pelosi, David, is saying, yeah, we can't make people get vaccinated. And you know what? Congress, ladies and gentlemen, the House, the Senate, all their staffers, the judiciary, all of them and their staffers, none of them have this mandate upon them, David. Give me your thoughts on this. How are we under two different constitutions? I don't understand.
Yeah, we're clearly under two different constitutions, although it is interesting, at first glance, of course, we do have separation of powers. And where Biden has issued things regarding federal employees, the folks who work for the Congress or the folks who work for the judicial branch do not work for Joe Biden. They're not part of the executive branch, and consequently, any order that he might issue regarding the members of Congress or people that work for the Congress or the judicial branch would have no effect because of the separation of powers and the limits of the president's powers over the management of either Congress or the judiciary. So there's clearly a constitutional issue that Biden's edicts cannot affect those folks at all. The issue whether or not he can affect the actual workers, otherwise federal employees, is still obviously at large when it comes to these kinds of issues. And I would suggest that clearly he is out of bounds when it comes to saying that the people who have or the companies that have over 100 employees have to have vaccine mandates for their personnel. He has no authority to do that to private companies. They don't have, they have no authority to do that. So this is more creation. Apparently, they have not been continually successful on dividing us in terms of race, despite the fact that they try and do so.
Right.
And now they've created a new group of vaxxed and unvaxxed and masked and unmasked to put Americans at each other's throats. That's the Democrat playbook. That's the whole point. The reason of their existence is to create that tension between Americans. create a crisis and then seize power to address the crisis that they created.
Yeah.
And that's a Saul Alinsky rules for radical play that is continuing, and they find a new subject when the old subject is losing steam.
Well, I want to get a couple more pieces in here with you. Of course, I want to get this one in. Postal workers will have a choice between getting the vaccine and getting tested for COVID once a week. A Biden administration official clarifies subjecting those workers to the rules being imposed on businesses of 100 employees or more, as opposed to the rules of federal employees. USPS is not included in the executive order requiring vaccination of federal employees. USPS has a separate statutory scheme and is traditionally independent of federal personnel actions like this. Newsweek says USPS or New York Post exempt from Biden vax mandate, and then they clarify that, and then they say this. So it's kind of a mixed bag of tricks. I want to move on to and get your thoughts on this in our time that we have, in the minutes that we're going to have left between now and the next segment. And that is the new book that's coming out that indicates that General Milley was actually telling staff and telling those under his command, don't listen to the commander in chief. You take your marching orders from me, not him, when President Trump was the president. That sounds like a coup, and that sounds like an act of treason, David.
Yeah, I've seen the quotes from the upcoming book regarding Milley, and apparently there's indications that, in fact, he went outside the chain of command and communicated with defense ministers and other higher ups in the Chinese Communist Party in China. And I don't think you get more treasonous than that, indicating that don't worry, we won't attack, and I'll see that you will not be attacked. Clearly, Milley should be up for court martial, presuming that these matters should be should prove to be true. So. With that, Milley certainly, we've always been set up that we are run by, that there's a civilian authority in charge of the military, and it's never been the military's job to decide the competency of the commander-in-chief. There are provisions for doing that, and there are places to go with that within the actual, within the structure of the government, within the civilian structure of the government, whether it would be the vice president, whether it would be the cabinet, whether it would be the Congress. There are certain aspects of the 25th Amendment. Certainly, if Milley believed that to be true, there would be things that would be consistent with his duty. Contacting a foreign adversary, a foreign enemy, clearly is not among the options available to a military commander in the United States of America.
All right. I also want to jump back into the abortion issue, because we apparently have both Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett are both being targeted by the Democrats. And obviously it is in advance of them believing that that one of these cases, particularly or possibly the case of Texas's heartbeat bill, is going to, you know, make its way through the courts and ultimately potentially end up in front of the Supreme Court. But Democrats are out in front of their homes and firing all kinds of assaults against two sitting Supreme Court justices. I know that there have been marches in the past in front of the chambers and in front of the Supreme Court. But wow, it seems to me that this is an effort to try to intimidate two sitting Supreme Court justices with threats of violence against them. Again, at what point are these Democratic Party members and organizations that are doing this going beyond the boundaries of just free speech? We'll talk about that coming up. We've got David Shostokas with us, And we'll have more. If you want to get more, go to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We send out articles that you need to follow and that we would like you to be aware of each and every day. And there's information up right now with a lot of this mandate and vaccine mandate information. And we'll be talking with you more about that. Let's get to our break. We'll be back right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online. Arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code Pastor Greg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. David, a couple of things you were telling me in the break that I thought, you know, were interesting to take note of. One of them is the issue, as you were saying, about, you know, unions and them being just really silent in defending the nurses and the medical staff from this, you know, vaccine mandate. Talk briefly about that real quick, and then I've got a couple other things that I want to get in, including your thoughts on the assault on Larry Elder using, you know, editorial and opinion pieces, but knowing full well that as you mentioned in the break, that, you know, the coverage of these papers is obviously very biased. And at what point does that cross the line legally and constitutionally? Go ahead.
Well, in the first issue, actually my experience is both anecdotal and personal. I've had occasion, and people have reached out to me from hospitals all around the metro area in the Chicago area about the mandates, and these are all medical personnel. And one of the first questions I always ask them is, do you have a union there? And the answer is yes. And they, have you talked to your union about this change in employment conditions? And they said, yes. And I said, well, what response have you got from your union? They say that, they said, the union says we're going to go ahead and accept it and go forward with it. I said, did they have the authority? I said, you have to ask them, did they have the authority to have this kind of working condition that's clearly outside your general contract area to agree to that without putting it to the vote of a member of the membership? And that is that seems to be untrue. And so the general situation is that the unions are literally sitting on their hands in terms of defending or even responding to their membership on these changes in working conditions. And that's what they are.
Right.
This is whether it's a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate or discrimination, segregation of people that are vaxxed and unvaxxed. Those are all changes in working conditions in a typical world. In a world you would expect the unions to do one of two things: either take a position in support of workers, workers' choice, or tell management you cannot make these changes outside the contract period without renegotiating. That's not the position they're taking. They're taking a position of management and telling their members to tough luck. And this is really troublesome and leaving people up in the air literally without any kind of representation in these areas. And that is really, really dangerous. And so we're gonna see how all that shakes out. But that's both personal experience, and that has to do with teachers. I've been in contact with folks from various school districts. Mm-hmm. I'm actually representing a guy that got arrested for not wearing his mask at a school board meeting when they passed a mask mandate for the meetings at the meeting he was sitting in, and then they had him arrested, which is clearly outside the bounds of the Constitution. There's crazy stuff going on, Greg, and more so. And as a transition to that, when you say, when we talk about the LA Times and the quote that Larry Elder was the black face of white supremacy, and while that was on the opinion pages, then you have to believe that that's going to color their coverage of the campaign and the race and Elder generally. We're in dangerous times, Greg.
Well, and I want to flash back real quick to just what you were saying in the first part of that question. There are 117 former employees of the hospital in the Houston Methodist Hospital that have filed a lawsuit regarding them being terminated because they were terminated for refusing to get the vaccine, and they were fired, and they are intending to take that all the way up to the Supreme Court. Bridges, someone else was one of 153 workers who were fired or resigned from Houston Methodist last Monday after refusing to comply with the hospital's vaccine mandate, according to the Texas Tribune. Back with more Chosen Generation.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Is
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.